Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now let's get started with today's profile of Michelle Fischbach, the representative from Minnesota's 7th District. Michelle Fischbach's biography. Michelle Fischbach was born on November 3, 1965, in Woodbury, Minnesota, a Twin Cities suburb. Her early years were marked by a strong sense of family and community, values that have carried through her political career. Growing up, Fischbach was deeply influenced by her family's focus on civic engagement and service, which planted the seeds for her later interest in public office. Fischbach attended St. Cloud State University, where she earned her degree in political science. Her passion for understanding governance and public policy led her to continue her education at William Mitchell College of Law, where she earned her Juris Doctor degree. This background gave her not only a thorough understanding of the legal system but also a foundation for her future roles as a legislator. Her political journey began in 1996 when she was elected to the Minnesota State Senate, representing a central Minnesota district. Fischbach quickly earned a reputation as a pragmatic and disciplined lawmaker. She focused on issues important to her rural constituents, such as agriculture, infrastructure, and education funding. Fischbach's tenure in the Minnesota Senate was notable for her rise to leadership. In 2011, she made history as the first woman to serve as president of the Minnesota Senate. Her role was pivotal in navigating a politically divided chamber, where she often acted as a mediator and strategic leader. During her time as Senate President, Fischbach worked on key legislation, including measures aimed at strengthening Minnesota's economy and supporting rural communities. Her political career took an unexpected turn in 2018 when she ascended to the position of Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota. This appointment came after Tina Smith vacated the position to serve in the U.S. Senate. Although her time as Lieutenant Governor was short-lived, it allowed Fischbach to gain executive branch experience and further expand her policy expertise. Fischbach returned to the state Senate later in 2018, but her ambitions soon shifted to federal politics. In 2020, she launched a campaign to represent Minnesota's 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Her decision to run was significant, as the district had been represented by Democrat Colin Peterson for nearly three decades. Despite Peterson's incumbency and moderate stance, Fischbach's campaign resonated with voters seeking a more conservative voice. In a decisive victory, Fischbach unseated Peterson, flipping the district and solidifying its Republican lean. Since taking office, Fischbach has focused on agricultural policy, rural health care, and fiscal responsibility. Her assignments on the House Agriculture Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee have allowed her to directly address the needs of her constituents in one of the nation's most rural districts. Today, Fischbach continues to be an influential figure in Minnesota politics. Her leadership and commitment to conservative principles have made her a key voice in the House of Representatives, where she advocates for policies that prioritize her district's unique needs. Michelle Fischbach, why people support her? Michelle Fischbach's supporters appreciate her clear commitment to the issues that matter most to the residents of Minnesota's 7th Congressional District. Chief among these is her strong advocacy for agriculture, which is the backbone of the district's economy. As a member of the House Agriculture Committee, Fischbach has worked tirelessly to ensure that farmers and ranchers have the resources they need to succeed. She has championed policies to expand crop insurance programs, protect farmers from volatile market conditions, and promote agricultural exports. Fischbach's focus on reducing regulatory burdens has been especially popular among her constituents, many of whom feel that overregulation stifles innovation and economic growth in the agricultural sector. Another area where Fischbach has garnered support is rural healthcare. In a district where access to medical care can be challenging due to geographic barriers, Fischbach has been a strong advocate for expanding telehealth services and increasing funding for rural hospitals. Her emphasis on addressing workforce shortages in healthcare has resonated with voters who want to see more support for the medical professionals serving small towns and farming communities. Fischbach's dedication to fiscal responsibility is another reason for her popularity. She has consistently called for reducing federal spending and eliminating wasteful programs, a stance that aligns with the values of many of her conservative constituents. Her approach to budgeting reflects her belief in limited government and the importance of individual responsibility. Socially, Fischbach's pro-life stance has earned her the backing of many voters who prioritize this issue. She has been a vocal advocate for pro-life policies throughout her career, and her leadership on this front has made her a trusted representative for socially conservative voters in her district. Fischbach's historic role as the first female president of the Minnesota Senate is also a point of pride for her supporters. They see her as a trailblazer who has broken barriers while staying true to her principles. Her leadership has inspired other women to pursue careers in public service, further cementing her legacy as a role model in Minnesota politics. Finally, Fischbach's alignment with former President Donald Trump's policies has solidified her standing among conservative voters. From her support for tax cuts to her emphasis on deregulation, Fischbach has demonstrated her commitment to advancing the Republican agenda in Congress. Her ability to articulate these priorities and connect with her constituents has made her a popular and effective representative for Minnesota's 7th District. Michelle Fischbach, why people don't support her. While Michelle Fischbach has a strong base of support, she has also faced criticism from some constituents and political opponents. One common critique is her alignment with conservative policies, which some voters feel do not adequately address the needs of a diverse district. Her unwavering pro-life stance, for example, has drawn opposition from those who advocate for reproductive rights and broader access to healthcare services. Another area of contention is her position on climate and environmental issues. Critics argue that while Fischbach has worked to support farmers, her policies do not do enough to address the long-term impacts of climate change on agriculture. They contend that more aggressive action is needed to promote sustainability and protect natural resources for future generations. Fischbach's support for former President Donald Trump has also been polarizing. While many constituents appreciate her alignment with Trump-era policies, others feel that her close association with the former president does not reflect the more moderate or independent-minded voters in the district. This has led some to question her ability to represent the full spectrum of perspectives within Minnesota's 7th Congressional District. Additionally, some critics question Fischbach's effectiveness in delivering tangible results for her district. While she has focused on issues such as rural broadband and healthcare, opponents argue that progress has been slow and that more needs to be done to address economic challenges in western Minnesota. There is also skepticism about her voting record on federal spending and infrastructure. Critics argue that her focus on limiting government intervention may come at the expense of critical investments in areas such as transportation, education, and public health. These concerns have been amplified by the district's ongoing struggles with aging infrastructure and underfunded schools. Despite these critiques, Fischbach remains a popular and influential figure among her supporters, who believe that her commitment to conservative principles and her advocacy for rural communities make her the right choice for Minnesota's 7th District. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.